Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 180. She is Annalise, and I am Neil.
Ooh, what?
I almost want to start over because that was lame. I'm Neil.
I'm Annalise.
How are you?
I'm good.
Secret Lady Pants. Ooh. Secret Lady Pants.
I know that
pants.
Song. What
is that? Isn't it Secret Asian Man?
Yes, that's what it is. What? I have no idea what that is. That's funny. And then that's what? From a TV show.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. What? Oh, jeez. I don't know. That's
I don't
funny.
Know either.
I still think it's funny every time we confirm the number before you start, and then you look at it while we're starting.
I can't help it.
It's
and
good
I
to
still
be
get
sure.
it wrong sometimes.
It's good to be sure. I'm also very happy you're wearing your couple birthdays ago BSL shirt.
It's been a while. Yeah. About 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah, something like that. And it's too big for you, which is why I don't wear it more often.
Yeah.
But
also
all the proceeds went to charity. So
also because it's a little like being out and about wearing a shirt where a dog is peeing on something is a little.
Yeah. I like
it. For people, if you want to watch a video, hi. You can check out the video at you can go to halosandheathens.com
on YouTube.
And it'll take it you over to the YouTube channel and you can watch the
YouTube.
Or you can go to darkangelpettyfreaks.com and
that'll get you there too.
Well, somewhere on there it'll be there.
Yeah.
But
there's
anyway.
Still a YouTube link up there.
But all our I don't know why I'm talking about this now. All our YouTube God damn it. All our podcast YouTube videos of the podcast are now gonna be on the Halos and Heathens page.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we're trying to pad the numbers. It's the only reason. Not that we get
a
lot of
views. And there's
a
little playlist tab, and it'll be under the podcast playlist tab.
So but anyway, so okay. Annalise got me this shirt that it's a drawn. It looks like a pit mix kind of.
Uh-huh.
It's just a kind of a cartoon drawing of a dog that's peeing on the letters BSL,
mm-hmm.
which stands for breed specific legislation.
Right.
So it's an anti-BSL shirt.
Yes.
And I like it.
Mm-hmm. It's just a little, so, I guess it could be taken offensively, but.
Well, it's just
and
one
it's
of,
too big for you.
You know, like you're out and people are out with their kids yeah. and someone's like, why is that guy wearing a shirt with
I
the dog
I mostly
peeing?
Got it because 100% of the proceeds went to BSL charity, so.
Yeah, and it is a cool shirt. It just, you know.
And it was for your birthday, so I wanted you to know that I donated to the charity for your birthday.
Friends. I try not to wear it super offensive. Although, as I told this story a long time ago, I did wear the Saigon Kick Fuck Off shirt to my sister's school and got in trouble for that.
Yeah, so.
But that's all right. It was a.
You've
nobody,
changed your ways since then.
Nobody remember if anybody remembers the band Saigon Kick from, I guess, the 80s, late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Their shirt had the little Saigon Kick logo in the front and in the back in giant letters that just said fuck off. Great shirt. Great shirt.
Whatever happened
there's
to
a
it?
Story. There's a story. Did Heno's band play with Saigon Kick, or my friend's band, Dana, played with Saigon Kick?
Hannah will let us know.
And I got the shirt in a really weird way.
Hmm.
Got the shirt from the singer or something? It was really weird. Hannah will know the story.
Someone gave
Hannah
you the shirt?
Know the story. Hannah, tell me the story. I can't remember.
Tell
damn
me
it,
the story of my own shirt.
Anyway, we're a weekly podcast mm-hmm. where we get together. We're married. We live in California. And we just like to chat and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's an hour where we just, well, about an hour. Today will be probably much shorter than an hour. where we just get together and talk about the week and hang out.
Yeah. Talk we're about ourselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're,
that's
yeah.
what we do.
We're an overrated married podcast.
Wow. Overrated? Easy.
I like being overrated. Under the liver and overrated. That's how I go.
Wow.
It's our sex life.
Wow.
No?
Oh, okay.
It is? See, you didn't say no. You didn't say no. You still haven't said no.
Hmm.
So it is?
No,
that is our sex life?
I don't know how to view that exactly. Things are good. This is fine. Okay.
Things are just fine. Wow, there's a vote of encouragement. Wow. Our sex life, our motto for our sex life, things are just fine. Thanks, honey.
Not what I meant.
I'm glad nobody listens to this.
Just went to uncomfortable territory for me.
Sex is uncomfortable territory for you?
No, I don't want to have to classify it. Because I think, remember...
As good? Yeah, God forbid. As enjoyable? No, I don't want to commit to saying that I enjoy it. So I'll just say...
I do enjoy it. Oh my God,
fine.
Don't start. Okay.
It's... take it or leave it. I mean, it depends. What's on TV? What do we have pre-recorded?
That's too funny.
Mm-hmm. It's really not, though. It hurts my heart.
I don't like watch TV instead or anything like that. That's not the...
Wow. What a save. You know how much crap I'm going to get about this?
Where is this going?
It's not going anywhere good for me, I'll tell you right now. Wow. All right. Maybe we should change subject since you're not going to say, oh, no, honey, it's awesome. No, we're great. No, you're like, what? No, I don't watch TV.
I like our sex. There we go.
What a save. Way to sell it.
Sorry.
You got more excited about the t-shirt.
No, I don't know about that. Just because I brought it up. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I smell like...
Teen Spirit.
Icy Hot. I had to rub some.
You always smell like Icy Hot.
Do you really?
Yeah. How many days a week do you rub Icy Hot on yourself?
Well, every day.
Okay.
But only in the morning, and then I go to work, so I kind of figure that the smell has dissipated by the time we get home.
Oh, but I smell it in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
I guess so. Smell me in the morning.
I was about to say, so you smell like grandma.
Well, probably. A little bit of perfume, a little bit of Icy Hot, menthol and perfume.
Ginate.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome. That's funny.
But I mean, anything that comes in that volume.
Can't be good for you.
In a freaking bottle that big. Yeah, the commercials were like, you splash it on you. Wait, why are you splashing it?
Well, that, and I feel like...
Why didn't they just put it in a spray bottle and just spray yourself down?
It's like the toothpaste commercials where they put on all this stuff and you need like half of it and they're like super wasteful. So maybe it's so you go through more product and you buy more.
Like, supposedly, the shampoo and hair care lines make something like an extra $15 billion a year combined. Mm-hmm. Something. That number's not correct, but it's an amazing amount of money because... On a lot of shampoo bottles, it says to rinse and repeat.
And people actually do.
And a lot of people do.
Yeah. Well, and it's like I was saying, like the toothpaste commercials, they show you like this whole huge, almost looks like a huge snail on your toothpaste brush. And you're like, don't need that much on there. I mean, you need some toothpaste, but it doesn't have to be
toothpaste
like.
I haven't used toothpaste in years.
Right. It's overrated.
All you need is a little bit of gravel, a little bit of dirt.
Just a sprinkle of baking soda on that sucker.
What amazes
on your finger.
What amazes me is like. Toothpaste wasn't around until like I think the late
I don't know exactly when it came around,
so. Modern tooth, I know. Mm-hmm. Egyptians had something they used for toothpaste,
right.
But like in the
kind
Wild
of, like,
West
put something on like a cloth and rub their teeth or something.
Yeah, but
they?
Like that and the whole reason toothpaste started, mm-hmm. was to get rid of that fuzzy tooth feel. It mm-hmm. wasn't to like freshen your breath or to clean your teeth. It was just right. because people were tired of whatever was growing on their teeth because they didn't brush them. It's just gross. So weird to think there was a time when people didn't...
Well, kind of like how perfume was invented because nobody showered. And so, therefore, you had to try to make whatever you had going on in there smell nice. In there.
In there?
On there.
Wow. I don't know where you put your perfume. Woo! I don't know where you put your toothpaste now.
What is going on? Why do we go through so much toothpaste?
Yeah, now I understand. No wonder. You're like, look, my thing isn't that big. I don't need a whole snail of toothpaste down there. Just need a little thing.
I actually have... A funny story
about my
toothbrush, actually.
Oh, no.
I misplaced it. I don't know where it went. And I had to go and while you're on, I was almost had vacation. You were not on vacation.
No, I was not.
When you were.
You were on vacation.
I was not on vacation. While you were working overtime and I was here by myself, I somehow lost my toothbrush. And now.
Do you say this like you think it might surprise me?
I have never lost a toothbrush before, unless I've left it on vacation or something. But there was one morning that I brushed my teeth, and the next morning I couldn't find my toothbrush. And then I was like, what the hell?
Better than not being able to find your teeth.
True. But I was just running around. I started walking around the house. And you know, you just stand there, and it's like, you know, like 5 o'clock in the morning, and you're standing there going, I can't possibly process what's happening right now. Like, where is my toothbrush? And so... I ended up going, you know, out to the garage where our extra supplies are and getting a new toothbrush, which, you know, is fine. I got a new toothbrush anyway. It's fine. But then I realized that just the day before I had like washed all my makeup brushes and stuff and cleaned up the bathroom. And I had left all my makeup brushes to dry on the ledge of the bathroom counter, which is over the trash can. And I believe that I brushed my teeth and set my toothbrush on this